Home prices continue to rise a little.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. More retailers report some good numbers and a jobs bill that jumped one big political hurdle. All that coming up. But first, where's Wall Street? The S&P pretty much flat right now. NASDAQ off about, a tenth of a percent, 3 points or so. The Dow now up 25 points at 10,408. European shares are trading a little lower right now. Stocks close mixed in Asia today. The bumpy housing market recovery continues with the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index, the key housing indicator, made some modest gains for December, up slightly from the month before, but down 3% from December of 2008. Julie Neiman is analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live this morning from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So only five of the top 20 markets saw declines, Julie, in home prices. Now, couple that with we got some decent numbers from Lowe's yesterday. Home Depot finally turning a profit. They reported that this morning. Are people buying and fixing up those houses again?
Well, these are all positive things. The first-time home buyer credit was a huge positive for this, and historically low interest rates are the other kicker, and that's why you're seeing the good numbers. The problem is both are going away this spring. Moreover, you've got more short sales and foreclosures on the horizon here. Home prices are likely to drop further. So if you're in the market for a new home right now, you might want to wait. Lower prices could more than offset the tax credit and higher market mortgage rates.
And earnings this morning, Julie, Sears Holdings said it had the best fourth quarter in 3 years. Sears, of course, the parent of Sears and Kmart, profits doubled there. Macy's reported better than expected profits and same-store sales growth there for the coming year. Sounds like people are getting back into the shopping mode, right?
Well, yes and no. We can't throw up too much confetti at this point. Are their old shopping habits returning? Well, they are for the middle and upper income. When you take a look at the folks who are shopping at Saks and Nordstrom's and Whole Foods, their earnings are all up because people are going back to their old shopping habits. You're not seeing a lot of people abandoning Target and Kohl's and TJ Maxx. The value shopper is still there, and some of the upper-end shoppers are still there, too. And a few people are upgrading to that level. But the problem is in the middle here. Sears and Macy's both reported good earnings, but it's bottom-line cost-cutting is what they're focusing on.
That's how
they're not
got
really
it.
Seeing top-line.
Very good, Julie. Joining us from St. Louis. Thanks.
You bet.
And we talked about Target and those in the middle. Target reported its fourth quarter profit up 54% today, benefiting from better than expected holiday sales and topping analyst expectations. Still more retailers report later in the week as well. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins explains, chains such as Target have been doing some convincing to get customers back into their stores.
Remember this Target ad?
Expect more, pay less.
Retail consultant Bert Flickinger says Target now wants its customers to expect a lot more. Think Costco.
Target's trying to lower its price image by adding big bulk warehouse items.
Flickinger says the strategy may help, but Costco will probably remain the king of 36-pack toilet paper. He says stores have to push bargain items to bring in buyers. Take Saks Incorporated, which reports earnings tomorrow. Its high-end stores, Saks Fifth Avenue, have recently been promoting affordable brands from the likes of, say, Michael Kors. Daniel Butler is with the National Retail Federation.
Every retailer is looking at the consumer's perception that has evolved, and the consumer now is more focused on, is this product a good price for the value?
And he expects consumers to remain frugal for many more months. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
About one in five people in the American workforce didn't make enough money at work last month to make ends meet, or their work resources were reduced and job prospects bleak. That's according to a Gallup poll released this morning on the underemployed in the United States. Coming up, Congress is trying to change the jobs picture with a bill that's gotten a few surprise supporters.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
Well, the U.S. Senate's voted to advance a $15 billion job creation bill. It is a Democratic measure, yet five Republicans, including newly elected Scott Brown of Massachusetts, crossed the aisle to support it. Later today, the House Committee on Financial Services will hold a hearing on whether a new stimulus bill is needed to get people working again. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live from Philadelphia to talk about it. Morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
So if the Senate has already moved forward on this job creation bill, why is the House Committee on Financial Services hearing about whether more money is needed for jobs?
Well, I've been talking to some of the people who will be addressing the committee. They say that the jobs creation bill is a start. We'll get 100,000, 200,000 jobs out of it. But the government needs to be a lot more hands-on. I talked with Lawrence Mischel of the Economic Institute.
We had the WPA in the 1930s, and I would suggest that we can do an effort again where the federal government provides money to, in fact, hire people directly.
So then Gregory Mischel says it should work like the Works Progress Administration. Give me an idea what that means.
Well, he's basically saying that we can't rely on businesses alone to bring us out of this 10% unemployment. And he'll be asking the House committee to push stimulus money directly into government hires, people like school teachers and civil servants.
All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner in Philadelphia this morning. Gregory, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, athletes at the Winter Games feel the high of winning and performing in front of the camera. Some spectators in Vancouver are just getting high. Marijuana business is booming, according to Canada's self-proclaimed Prince of Pot, Mark Emery. Emery's wanted here in the United States for selling pot seeds by mail to Americans. In Vancouver, though, shops openly sell those seeds, and police more than likely will turn a blind eye. Interest isn't so high that, interest is so high that Emery said over the weekend he spent hours performing in front of some other cameras, people taking pictures with him and his bong. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts there and get the podcast online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.